This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And we've been talking about the FBI, and as Tommy Day has pointed out at dlive.freetalklive.com, the FBI is not like it was in the good old days when J. Edgar Hoover was in charge. You know, that's true. As far as I'm aware, we don't have a cross-dresser heading up the FBI these days, and that's sad.
It was a cross-dresser back in the day?
J. Edgar Hoover was a cross-dresser.
I wasn't aware of that.
All the way.
Huh.
He really liked wearing panties, it would seem. So anyway, you have a story about what nation?
I got a few different stories.
I'm trying to remember what nation you said it was in.
Oh, Samoa. So this is some show prep from a while ago, actually. And we had talked about, or what it was, is a former Google guy. Let me get back into this. I'm not prepared. I'm sorry.
No problem. So this former Google guy, evidently, it's to do with vaccines and the side effects. As they've been, or the forces being used against people to make them accept these vaccines in American Samoa.
Forced vaccines, yes. And I'm trying to find his name here out. But anyways, in Samoa, I don't know if it's American Samoa. They don't really get into it here, but they have, they are doing mandatory vaccines. And
which isn't surprising. I mean, they're essentially mandatory here in the United States. A lot of states, there's not even a religious or philosophical exemption. I mean, there are two types of exemptions. There's the philosophical and the religious. Some states allow the religious, but not the philosophical. Some states allow both. But some states don't allow any of them. I think California is one of them.
Yeah, well, California, I believe they just banned or they just put an end to religious exemptions.
Haven't they also essentially put an end to just homeschooling and just parents raising their kids?
Well, yeah, and that was the next thing they were working on. There was a video that was released about a month ago or so where there was a mom, and she's like, there a whole bunch of them were in front of the governor's house in California, Gavin Newsom or something's his name, and there's a video of a mom saying that she will fight to the death not to have her baby vaccinated. And I'm calling those moms the red pill mommies. Those are the moms I want to get to New Hampshire. Yes, they are right now probably a single issue libertarian, let's say, health freedom libertarian. But if she's going to fight to the death to protect her babies, sounds like she might be interested in carrying a gun. And, And I really think that the women, in general, are just way stronger all the way around than most of the men that I've dealt with. I've dealt with a lot of, growing up with the horse world. Most of my clients were women. A lot of young girls came to the barn, and they have then definitely been tougher than the young boys I've dealt with. And most of the horse women are generally tougher than their husbands or boyfriends.
Interesting.
Is what I've noticed. Well, they're kind of more rugged. Individuals, regardless, because they're dealing with horses.
I would imagine it depends on what motivates them. And for most mothers, their children's well-being is going to be an extremely powerful motivator.
It is an extremely powerful motivator. And still looking for this article here. The one I thought it was didn't come up. But anyways, in America, in Samoa, what they were doing was they're mandatory vaccines, and there's a bunch of people who don't want to take vaccines, and they so some articles say that people were putting red flags up. It was a banned article, and I clicked on it, but it just went into some advertisement about some InfoWars product as I read into it a little bit. So I found the show prep there.
Yeah, I found the old article here from NPR.org. Apparently, it was early December that you sent it, so no wonder we couldn't find it. Samoa arrests anti-vaccination activists as measles death toll rises. Is that what you were referring to?
That was one of them I had put up there. And yes, and actually, the guy that they had arrested. So when you get measles, the thing to do is take vitamin A and vitamin C. And this is what people have been doing for years. And measles, I mean, for the most part, really not a big deal. Just like even it was covered by the Brady
Bunch.
It's kind
of like chickenpox, right?
Yeah. And
I mean, it sucks, but it's not generally life-threatening.
No, it's not generally life-threatening unless, like, you're malnourished in some third-world country and, you know, you haven't, you know, you've never washed your hands and you've have never used toilet paper, and you know these are, you know, essentially where these kind of issues happen, and they become a big deal and they turn into an epidemic. Well, what's happening now in the United States is, or in a lot of the modern world, especially in the United States, is these outbreaks are measles outbreaks in particular are actually coming from the actual measles vaccines. And because these measles shed. And if anybody wants to say, oh, that's bull crap, measles don't shed, it, here's a way you can prove it to yourself. Go to some transport ward of organ transplant ward of a hospital and say, I want to go see my friend in there. And they will have you sign paperwork that you haven't had any vaccines, have taken any vaccines in the past 6 weeks. Because if you walk in there and you have just gotten a flu shot or you got the measles shot, those viruses shed out of the vaccines. You don't even have any symptoms of it, and you will kill the people in that transplant ward because they are all, their immune systems are being suppressed, so the organs don't get rejected.
Right.
And so with these outbreaks that they're finding when they do the genetic, forensics on these viruses, they can see that the people who have got the measles virus now, and most of them are vaccinated, like there was one in Austin, Texas, not too long ago, where a whole bunch of kids got measles, and they're all vaccinated, just like with the Romobella or the mumps that broke out on a military ship. Everyone on that military ship was vaccinated, and they had to quarantine that ship at sea. I mean... Yeah.
So Samoan authorities have arrested a prominent anti-vaccination activist amid an outbreak that has killed at least 63 people, most of them children. Now, I don't know much about American Samoa, but it probably is closer to a third world country than a first world country.
Well, it didn't look too bad from some of the videos I had watched. The people were talking. It seems like, you know, they had curtains on their windows in their houses, and it appeared like they had, you know.
So is it a U.S. territory like the...
I think it's something
like the Philippines, but the Marianas Islands, that sort of thing.
Something like that, where they probably have military protection and the U.S. government has some kind of, you know, cool military base there to hang out at.
Edwin Tamasese has been charged with incitement against a government order, according to the BBC. What a charge. Incitement against a government order.
Yeah.
Government officials say anti-vaccination advocates such as Tamasese have complicated their sweeping efforts to turn the tide on the highly contagious disease that has sickened more than 4,300 people on the independent Pacific Islands. So this is not American Samoa, whatever the difference is between Samoa and American Samoa. This is the independent Samoan islands?
I have no idea.
I don't either. The government has declared a state of emergency and ordered mandatory vaccinations. It shut schools down indefinitely. This week, it launched a door-to-door mass vaccination campaign, asking families to pin a piece of red cloth on their homes if they haven't been vaccinated. Now, what immediately comes to mind for me is the story of Exodus, when they were supposed to use lamb's blood to paint on their doors to mark that they were Jewish or whatever, so that their firstborns weren't killed. I mean, I'm just saying that's what comes to mind.
And in another article I had read, and what this, I can't remember the guy from Google, what his name is, who was doing this. This was on band.video, and for some reason it's not coming to the same thing. But he was saying that they were putting up the red flags, the state was, because people who haven't been vaccinated yet, and other articles said that people were voluntarily putting up the red flags.
It may be a mix of the two. On Thursday and Friday, and of course this was early December, the government closed all of its offices except public utilities so that civil servants could focus on the campaign. Officials say that more than 20,000 people have received vaccines, and again, this is not optional. This is government mandated. You have to do this, or...
Right.
I don't know what the punishment is. Evidently, the punishment is they'll arrest you. What do you think? 855-450-3733. This 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can want to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And, you know, I hope to see everyone at ForkFest this year. It's coming up June the 29th until July the 5th. ForkFest 2020, ForkFest for the Flippening, I'm calling it, because it's happening after the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. Happening after the week of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, no one is in charge. So there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. And where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can have whatever experiences you want to have. You're doing man camp again this year, correct?
Yeah, I'm going to do a man camp. I'm going to bring pretty much just what fits in the back of the truck.
Yep.
Instead of a whole trailer full of tools like I did last time.
Last year was definitely intense, but ForkFest is, by most reckonings, going to be bigger this year than ForkFest of the previous year, so maybe you'll regret not having all of that.
Well, I know what to bring to make things happen. I just brought way too much stuff because I didn't know what was going to happen, and I was going to be...
Well, you never do with ForkFest, you know.
You know, a couple hours from home, and I wanted to be prepared for everything.
Ladies Night Out is also going to be at ForkFest. We're hopefully going to have the Lawless Libertines performing in the pavilion. I still have to look into that. There's so much that I still have to do that I keep forgetting to do, but Ladies Night Out is definitely going to be happening at ForkFest this year, as well as Man Camp. I think the juxtaposition of the two is a really awesome thing.
Yes. Yeah. So, a lot of people are excited. I've been talking to a bunch of my friends. They want to, today I invited Luke Radowski. I sent him an email, said, hey, we want you to come. And Alt Expo is going to have like a tent set up. So there will be
They were at ForkFest last year as well.
Yeah, they're going to get a bigger tent this year so it can seat like, you know, 60, 70 people without a problem. And so we'll have a really good talking space, and then also the pavilion's available if somebody wants to do it. But
yeah,
it's going to be great. Last year it was like,
if someone wants to go in on Ladies Night Out and split renting the pavilion for the day, because I think it's either $500 for a day or $1,000 for a day. I don't recall exactly which.
And what day are you renting it?
July the 3rd.
Okay.
Because I figured July the 4th people will be busy with their own parties. That's probably when the Big Gay Disco will be happening this year.
Right, right.
And all of these other things. There will be fireworks. So the 4th is a terrible day to plan anything major like that. So we're thinking the 3rd.
Yeah, that sounds good. That's good to know that. So the pavilion will essentially be available on the 3rd if somebody wants to split it with you guys.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm going to work some stuff into that.
Cool.
I think Friday is going to be a big day up there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And again, that's June the 29th until July the 5th. It's going to be fantastic. What you're listening to right now is us planning what we're going to be doing at this awesome yearly festival in the White Mountains at Rogers Campground. You've got to come check it out. If you've never been, you've got to come check it out.
Did you plug the Telegram chat yet?
No, you can find it at the unofficial Telegram chat. You can find it at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can find links to the Telegram chat there, as well as to the ForkFest forum. And you can tell people about what you're doing there, or at liberty.menu, or any of these other places. It's a decentralized thing, so you just kind of have to make what you want.
If you have an idea, just post it in the ForkFest chat or the ForkFest forum, and people will just come out of the woodwork wanting to participate, wanting to help, wanting to know if you need, you know, a little funding or something, you want to put it there. There's a lot of people who, many, many people who want freedom, and they want to get maximum amount of freedom in New Hampshire, and one of the best ways of promoting it is this decentralized, pretty much do whatever you want freedom festival called ForkFest.
Yep. So let's go to the phones. We've got Mike calling from Gold Bar, Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Aria. It's nice to hear you. You're one of my favorites.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about that vaccine or vaccinations.
I do not
have children. If I did, they would be homeschooled. I have some friends that have been very successful, got their kids into college or union schools. They've all been very successful. If I had children and they were going to go to public school, which they probably would not, I would want to make sure that everybody affiliated with that school also has a vaccination, from the janitor to people that come and visit during the day, because I don't think it does any good to have every kid in that school vaccinated if you've got people in the school that are not vaccinated.
Why? Because if they're vaccinated, they should be protected, right? It shouldn't matter if somebody else is.
I don't believe in the vaccination myself, personally. I don't believe in it. I've got out of the service 25 years ago. I've never had the flu, never got a vaccination. That doesn't mean that that works for everybody, you know, but I just feel that if it's going to be something that's so important, then everybody should be vaccinated, period.
So I'm confused.
That goes in the building.
See, because I don't care about everybody. If I was going to send a kid to public schools and I was a believer in vaccines, I have no kids, so I have done no research into the vaccines topic.
Right,
I have
right.
no opinion on it one way or the other. But if I believe that vaccines were effective, it wouldn't matter to me if none of the other kids at that school were vaccinated.
I think
because my child
for me,
would be vaccinated.
Aria, it's more if they're going to tell me what to do, then they're. I'm going to tell them. It's more of, you know, it's good for everybody. Or that's what I'm trying to say. I think everybody should do it.
Okay.
Yeah, what's good for the goose is good for the gander is where you're going.
I just think that if they want to see my kids' shot records, and I want to see their shot records, that's all. And, Jace, I got some advice for your man thing at the is it Pork Fest? Very
Pork
hot
Fest.
Item.
And it's man camp.
Yeah, for the, what is it, man camp? Yeah, I would recommend highly that you actually bring some women to your man camp.
So,
very successful item at a man camp is hot babe.
Time out because
anyway,
it sounds like we just hit yet another reason that libertarians created a need for ladies' night out in the first place.
I would go to ladies' night out anytime, whether I was welcome or not, before I'd ever go to man camp. But
so
anyway, you guys have fun. I'm
going
to go to the Island Freedom Fest in Washington.
Hey,
last
Mike,
year,
thank you so much for the call.
Most of the participants at Man Camp during the New Hampshire Freedom Festival, which is what I call the 2 weeks of Pork Fest and Fork Fest, most of them that actually did like really cool things and produced stuff were not men, they were women. That was like most of the participants there were actually women.
At Man Camp?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, the whole idea
was. So, I mean, you had the Forge there and all of that kind of stuff for metalworking. It was women who were taking those.
It was a lot of women. That the youngest girl that made a thing was she made a little hook. She was like 7. There was some teenage girls, and there was a woman that was she was 68 years old, and she welded. And there was a whole bunch of other people in between. There was, you know, people of all ages, but definitely there was more women actually participating in man camp, you know, than boys. But the thing is,
It's not gender specific.
No,
it's just,
but I think it's the boys. It's the boys that really need help becoming men, because the boys are just, you know, they're just not like, they're just.
Did you go over like basic things like how to change a tire and things like that?
Well, like how to swing a hammer. We were just mostly forging and stuff. But we actually did change brakes on a guy's car. One of the guys who's been coming to this festival for a long time, he needed brakes on his car. So we had a few of us got together and some people learned how to change brakes for the first time. And we just did it right there in the campsite.
Very cool. Man Camp, of course, happening this year. Ladies Night Out also happening and countless other things. Alt Expo is actually happening. We got Jack on the line to talk about Alt Expo in just a moment. 855-450-3733.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During President Trump's impeachment trial, House Prosecutor Jerry Nadler began to lay out the case to remove President Trump from office.
The object of the president's Ukraine scheme was to obtain a corrupt advantage for his reelection campaign. As we will show, the president went to extraordinary lengths to cheat in the next election.
Nadler, speaking in the well of the Senate, Republican Congressman Mark Meadows said lead prosecutor Adam Schiff didn't say anything new.
It was just a repeat and a repeat and a repeat of the same things that he has been saying for a long time. You know, no new substance, no new arguments, just a lot of rhetoric that's not supported by fact.
House prosecutors have 24 hours to present their case over 3 days this week. The president's lawyers will then have 24 hours over 3 days to answer the charges. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And here's a Liberty update from LibertyCon. Don't miss these two very special debates. First, whether or not government is necessary, featuring David Freeman and Timothy Sandifer. David will be arguing that government is not necessary, while Timothy will be arguing that government is necessary. Second, does capitalism require government intervention? This is one that we're discussing, Jackie, at discord.freetalklive.com, and this sounds like an event that she should attend because she is of the opinion that government is necessary for capitalism. The economics editor for Barron's, who is Gene Epstein, will debate Stephen Perlstein of the Washington Post. Epstein is going to argue against intervention, and Perlstein will argue in favor of it. Be part of LibertyCon. It's a unique Liberty Convention, April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for career advancement, business, or internship opportunities.
Well, I would say when you have government involved in capitalism, it's no longer capitalism. It's what you have right now, which is favoritism.
Well, I call it fascism.
Well,
but
yes.
Yeah, visit LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for a $10 discount. Let's go back into the phones. We got Jack calling about Alt Expo. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there, guys. How's it going?
Going well.
Hey, so tell us about Alt Expo coming to ForkFest this year.
Well, we have it coming to ForkFest as usual, and as we've done to every Pork Fest so far, and Pork Fest since it started. And but we're also coming to Liberty Forum in less than 2 weeks now in Manchester.
Yeah, I will be there as well. Look forward to seeing you again.
Yeah, that'll be great. And, you know, we're fortunate this year to have participation of LRN.FM and Free Talk Live, and there'll be interviews recorded there, and the show Saturday night, the Night of Liberty Forum, will come from the Alt Expo room. So
okay, very
we're
cool.
Pretty excited about that. Yeah.
So, from what I understand, the show is going to be aired from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Alt Expo room at the on
well,
the hotel grounds.
Well, it will be recorded there.
Recorded, I mean, yeah. And then
it'll be recorded then. Yeah,
be recorded. So if you want to sit in on a recording of Free Talk Live in New Hampshire,
I love how I'm learning about this right now, and I'm of course going to Liberty Forum for Free Talk Live. No, I must have missed that. I mean, to be fair, someone may have mentioned it to me, and I just spaced on it. So that wouldn't be
it was
unlikely.
It was a fairly last-minute plan, so.
Okay.
Well, this is why we're talking. We're talking
oh,
about.
Oh, Aria, by the way, you're going to be hosting Free Talk Live Saturday afternoon.
Two weeks ahead of time, which is great. So if you want to sit in, now this is a rare opportunity because.
Are you going?
Well, we'll see what the baby situation is.
Oh yeah, good point.
It's
so I don't know.
Timing issue.
But you know, for years. Free Talk Live recorded at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. They would rent a room, the media room.
That's how Call to Freedom did it in 2017.
And that hasn't happened since the whole like schism thing. You know, we don't like Ian Freeman now. Whatever, Koch brothers money. I'm not sure what it's all about. I haven't figured it out. But so this is a pretty rare opportunity. So if you are at Liberty Forum. Or if you're not even at Liberty Forum, you just want to show up and come hang out at Alt Expo. Do you need a ticket to go to Alt Expo, Jack?
No, the hotel is open to the public. I mean, I think people should go to Liberty Forum and Alt Expo because I'm a big supporter of the Free State Project, but I don't always agree with what the corporation does, the Free State Project, Inc. But yeah. The Free State Project is us people moving to New Hampshire to rally together and, you know, increase our numbers and have more effect by having more of us here.
More effect to do what, Jack?
To become free.
All right.
And I'll give you a real short history. I know we don't have a lot of time, but, you know, the libertarian movement for a long time has had people with a lot of different ideas, and various different people try to say theirs is the only way, and sometimes it happens in an organization where they just focus on one aspect of the freedom philosophy and all that. So when it came to Liberty Forum 2007, I was one of the first organizers, and everybody wanted to talk politics, politics, politics. And my evolution through the libertarian movement was that politics is the problem. I mean, Carl Hess wrote this article called The Death of Politics, and it was one of the most influential things in the early libertarian movement. So I said, well, what about the alternatives? You know, and they said, what? You mean alternative energy? And I said, no, alternatives to everything. You know, if we don't believe in the political system and we think that promoting the political system won't lead to more freedom, then what's the alternative? And it turns out people out there are doing alternatives in education, money systems, energy, all that stuff. The money system, of course, is an example of super successful alternatives. And some that are not so successful. So, like Liberty Dollar was a big thing at the early Pork Fest. He had some defects in how he was trying to make silver money work. And then along comes somebody, whoever Satoshi is, and invents Bitcoin. And so, not only was it a really successful alternative, and of course, it's had its ups and downs, but on the net, it's had lots of ups. And so
it's a very positive development for freedom.
Yeah. So people that developed that alternative and patronized it and utilized it early on actually proved that freedom works. You know, they actually.
So Alt Expo is essentially pro-agorism. It's pro that you should actively work outside of the political process to acquire more freedom.
Well, agorism, and I'll explain the difference in the pronunciation at the event, but. It's the philosophy that you can only get to free market by using free market means. So it's an alternative idea, alternative philosophy or strategy. And so we think alternative strategies like agorism should be considered. And I'm actually a big proponent of agorism. So there'll also be all kinds of other things. There'll be alternative business solutions to some of our freedom problems.
And alternative security solutions. All kinds of great stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That sounds cool. So what will you be doing at Liberty Forum this year?
Well, we'll be in the Adams Room, which is a function room on the main floor. A lot of times we've had our Alt Expo in an upper floor, or we've actually shared some of the function rooms with the Liberty Forum establishment. But this year we've got our own room. It's called the Adams Room. And we will have the Free Talk Live recorded interviews. And then we usually have what we call speed sessions. So once an hour, every hour, we'll have a different talk, and I'll have to publish that later. And in fact, I'll get on Shire Society. I'll chat it up there some too.
And, yeah, that would be great. That's ShireSociety.com, I think, is the website. Yeah, I knew it was here somewhere. For some reason, I was thinking it might be ShireForum.com, but no, it's ShireSociety.com. So yeah, that would be great, Jack. Do that and shoot me a link to it, and I will make sure it gets out to the Free Talk Live listeners.
Cool. That sounds great.
All right.
And,
I look for...
We will also...
Go ahead.
I just want to throw in one last thing. You had some discussion on before I got on about vaccines. There'll be some very interesting information about that. It's been like a running gun battle of, you know, health freedom people against people that have so much fear of disease. They think that one little virus is going to kill all of humanity if we don't all get vaccinated. So we'll have talks on that. And this is a scientific subject, and I'm a science guy. I do applied science every day as an engineer. And so the science side is with those of us who are critical of some of the government lab work that that tries to keep everybody in fear.
Excellent. Good
point.
So that'll
be another topic covered.
Awesome. I look forward to it, hoping that I can attend some of these speeches. That's happening in Manchester February the 1st and February the 2nd. It's Liberty Forum.
At the Best Western Hotel.
Okay.
It's actually a Londonderry address, but it's basically Best Western Manchester will get you there. Or if you go to Liberty Forum, just Google Liberty Forum 2020. It'll show right up. You'll find out all you want to know about it.
Yep. And, of course, I will be there. Chris Wade will also be there of Think Penguin, another FTL host. So it's going to be great. Head on over. That's LibertyForum.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And I want to say thank you to David, who is tonight's amplifier. He's a silver amplifier, which means he is giving $5 a month to the AMP program, and $5 a month is all we ask. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. If you happen to like what the show is doing, then you might consider joining the AMP program, because AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So it's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote. Free Talk Live, you can help us reach a larger audience, which is always good, and we certainly appreciate it. David, thank you so much for the contributions. It also comes with a number of cool features, like an AMP-only chat room on Discord, AMP-only call-in lines, an AMP-only Facebook group, and other cool little features like that. But the biggest thing is that you get to help Free Talk Live reach more ears. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's keep going right into the phones. We got Kirby calling from Indianapolis. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Doing good. What's on your mind?
Excellent. Well, first of all, vaccines. My personal experience is I got all my vaccines when I was a child and still caught the mumps. So I'm not sure about how effective they are. I got a question about Pork Fest.
Okay. Pork Fest and not the Porcupine Freedom Festival, right?
Yeah, Pork Fest, what you guys were just talking about. Okay. Man camps and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Is it anywhere near Lancaster, New Hampshire?
It is in Lancaster, New Hampshire, yes.
Okay, excellent, because I was looking for places to go shooting when I'm there, and there's a decent little range not far from Lancaster.
Well, we would love for you to stop by Fork Fest.
And maybe, years ago. And
you can open carry there.
There was a shoot off-site at a shooting range not too far down the road. There was a porcupine.
I'm sorry. Kirby, there is a lot of background noise. Thank you so much for the call. That's an excellent question. Of course, there is a shooting range nearby.
And there are people I know of who know what that shooting range is called. And they could possibly
It's the Dalton Range. It's no longer held there, though. It's been moved.
Oh, it has been moved. But so there is an area that's available, because actually the Dalton Range is where I met you at, I believe.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think I was one of, well, I might have met you before that, but I can't remember. But you're the first time I shot an AK-47 was with you.
Oh, it was probably mine.
Yeah, it was. So anyways, and it was up there. But yeah, if somebody wants to organize a shoot during ForkFest, I mean, if
that would be wonderful.
Get involved with the chat. What's the guy's name again, Nicole?
That's Kirby.
Kirby. Get in with the Telegram chat and just start talking about it. If that's something you're interested in doing, get a bunch of people together and go up there and teach some newbies. And there will be a lot of people who will volunteer. Maybe we could even have a gun church service up there. That would actually be a really cool thing. Shooting range up there.
Well, Kirby, thank you so much for the call. Let's keep going. We got Ralph calling from Maine. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I want to mention a few things about vaccines, seeing how Maine had voted, the legislature voted that we'd have mandatory vaccines. We became the fifth state, but citizens got together and came up with 80,000 signatures plus to revoke that, and that's going to be voted on shortly in March during the primary. And of course,
so
I'm
is this a
it.
Direct referendum that is happening now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the signs just started showing up all over the place. But, you know, I mean, I have two children, 5 and 10, that I'm raising. And, you know, I have big problems with it. I mean, like, not just mercury and aluminum and animal-derived parts and preservatives like potassium sorbate, but aborted baby DNA in vaccines. I mean, like...
as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't really matter whether or not the science says that vaccines are effective. They certainly don't have to be mandatory. If they are effective, then in the long run, the people who do not have vaccines will die out.
There you go. Then the pro-vaxxers wouldn't have a problem, right?
Yeah, and the problem will solve itself.
When I was young, it was like about 8 or so vaccines. Now we're up to like almost 80. Do you realize that there's 270 some in the pipeline that they're developing?
Well, sure, because...
Do you know that?
So in 1986, the federal government limited the liability of the vaccine manufacturers, so they had none. And also, I just heard a thing on NPR the other day. While I was driving around New Hampshire, we get no cell phone service, so I couldn't listen to, you know, LRN. But that since 1986, the major pharmaceutical companies have not produced any new, like, antibiotics. They haven't done any research on it because all their effort is into vaccines because it's a huge for-profit thing. There is no liability. If you can just produce a product, it doesn't have to go through any FDA safety testing. If you go on the CDC's website, they list 15 different studies on how vaccines are so safe. Not a single study has a controlled group that didn't get a vaccine. They have not done, there is no gold standard double blind placebo test done on vaccines. And
in their defense, it would be unethical of them to do one.
That's what they say. But, you know, I haven't had any vaccines. I know hundreds of people that haven't had vaccines. I know all kinds of kids. You know, I don't have any allergies. I don't have any issues with that. And a lot of my vaccinated friends have allergies. Almost every time that I meet someone who's got some kind of chronic illness or bad allergies, I say, "Were you vaccinated?" "Oh, yeah, I was vaccinated." And I've known Amish kids my whole life. I grew up dealing with Amish families, and they're tough as nails, and they're not vaccinated. They're born at home and all kinds of stuff.
Well, Ralph, thank you so much for the call. Let's keep going. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you only got a minute left. So voter fraud, another one of these little corruption things in New Mexico. If anybody's interested, voter fraud, Española, New Mexico. This is a fun one. The wife of a city councilor running for mayor, to get him elected or reelected to city councilor, she got a whole bunch of absentee ballots. This woman's last name is Seeds, Laura Seeds. And she forged a whole bunch of signatures and all this stuff on these absentee ballots, about 24 of them, got her husband reelected to the city council by 2 votes. So it paid off for them. It's rather a fun read if anybody's interested. Española,
New Mexico voter fraud, Laura Steeds.
Did she get busted?
Cool, David. Thank you so much for the call. I like it when you don't have a lot of time. You call, you're succinct, you say what you want to say, and you're gone. Thanks, David. Have a good night. Let's keep going. We got Jay calling from West Virginia. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. And it looks like we lost him anyway. I don't know. I imagine that the thing that David just said there is probably not even true. But
that's too bad.
Because it's David, he is convinced that it's true. And who knows? It may actually be true. But I'm...
Espanola City Councilor...
Go ahead.
The wife of Espanola City Councilor Robert Seeds has been found guilty of tampering in the 2016 election in which her husband won a District 4 seat by 2 votes.
Well, that's cool. And also, when I was talking about this American Samoa thing, the guy's name is Zach Voorhees. He's a former Google whistleblower, and I went back to, I couldn't find it on the original website, and I went to Ernie Hancock's freedomsphoenix.com and Googled it, and just in his search put Vaccine Samoa, and it showed up. And we don't have much time left, but check out freedomsphoenix.com because he's doing an interplanetary file sharing system to where they are downloading all of the important stuff that doesn't need to be getting scrubbed from the internet. All the great videos that YouTube can just dump. Derek and Ernie are keeping them alive for us, and other people can participate in this also.
Very cool. I mean, speaking of vaccines and stuff like that, it was actually vaccines that caused me to lose all respect that I had for Alex Jones shortly after I began, you know, digging down the rabbit hole of libertarianism and his just insane conviction that bird flu was a New World Order plot to get everyone vaccinated and sterilized and things like that. And then bird flu came and went and nothing happened.
Well, no, it wasn't bird flu.
And he never said, oh, I was wrong. Sorry about that.
It's Gardasil. It's all the vaccines.
Well, he went and specifically targeted bird flu as a plot by the NWO to get us sterilized so they could load us up into FEMA camps. I mean, he went out there like he does because he's Alex Jones and he's nuts.
They don't have to load us up in a FEMA camp. They just, you know, if most of us don't reproduce, they got the slaves are a whole lot easier to deal with in a couple more generations.
Yeah, but, you know, his inability to retract himself when he was actually proven wrong by the events that transpired made me just go, okay. I mean, he makes good movies, like The Obama Deception and others, but as far
Endgame.
As...
Endgame, yep.
Yeah, that was a good one. But he's a lunatic. Head on over to freetalklive.com, though, to check out the show archives going back more than 10 years. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and if you really like it, you might consider checking out the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com.
Would it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work whenever you feel like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.